those up here, if some of you would like to come join me, I'm going to sit on the stool today, and then if some of my young friends want to come down here, I have pillows. We can spread out. Some of you can share pillows if you want. There's some more up here if you would like. Come on up. Wanted to make it maybe a little more comfortable. And I'm going to sit here. There's some more pillows. There's pillows here. Boop. Come on in. You can share. Here's some more pillows. Eden, you want a pillow? Or do you want that red one? Yeah. And then Lucy, you want a pillow here? There you go. You can grab that one. Okay, you sit on that one. I was interested, I saw a movie recently, and I wondered if some of you have seen this movie as well. It's called Inside Out 2. All right, some of you have seen it. Any of the grown-ups seen it? Some of you, okay, so Andrew and I watched this like a week ago, and it's a movie about a girl named Riley and all her emotions, right? They're little characters inside of her. She has like a control center in her head, which we all do. And her emotions are different colors, aren't they? What color is anger? Red, yes. What color is sad? Blue. What color is fear? Purple, yes. And what color is Riley's anxiety, which is another word for worry? Yes. It's orange. Yes. Well, you know what? Feelings are good and they're normal and we all have them. What's important to remember, if we feel something too much, we might need help from the grown-ups in our lives or doctors or God. Did you hear this, Edith? Did you hear the story that Alex just read us? Did you hear that? Yeah, yeah.
No, I just have a question.
Okay. I did not go through all the emotions of Riley. You're right. I just wanted to talk about a few because we could be here all day and some of you may have turkey to get to later. So we won't go through all, but Edith, good point. What's the most important one? Joy, right? I love the character of Joy. But I could, she kind of has green. She kind of looks like a little fairy. What color does she? Yeah, her skin color is yellow, right? Gold. Okay, gold. Well, the story Alex just read us is a great story. And I think it's pretty funny that I'm up here today talking to you about a story Jesus told us not to worry. Because if worry were a sport, I could be on Team Canada in the Olympics. I'm a really good worrier. In today's reading from Matthew, Jesus is trying to help us worry less. I'd like to share the version from the Jesus Storybook Bible. Now, probably most of you are familiar with that. We use that a lot downstairs and sometimes up here too. Wherever Jesus went, lots of people went too. They loved being near Jesus. Old people, young people, all kinds of people came to see Jesus. Sick people, well people, happy people, sad people, and worried people. Lots of them worried about a lot of things. What if we don't have enough food or clothes? Or suppose we run out of money? What if there isn't enough? And if everything goes wrong? And we won't be all right. And then, when Jesus saw the people, his heart was filled with love for them. So Jesus sat down and he talked with them. The people sat on the grassy side of the mountain and listened. And from where they sat, they could see the glistening blue lake below them. The spring air was fresh and clear. "See those birds over there?" Jesus said. Everyone looked. Little sparrows were pecking little seeds on the stony path. "Where do they get their food?" Perhaps they all have pantries stocked up with food. Maybe they have kitchen cabinets full of food. Everyone laughed. Who's ever seen a bird with a bag full of groceries? No, Jesus said, they don't need to worry about that because God knows what they need and they feed him. Jesus had a pretty good sense of humor. And what about those wildflowers? Everyone looked. Around them, flowers were growing in all different colors. Where did the flowers get their lovely clothes? Do they make them? Do they work all day so they can buy them? Do they have closets full of little flower clothes? Yes, everyone laughed again. Who's ever seen a flower with a closet putting on clothes? No, Jesus said, they don't worry about clothes because God dresses them beautifully in colors. Not even a king or queen has such beautiful, lovely clothes as the flowers. Now, the people probably had never seen a king or queen, but they looked at the flowers around them and saw all the beautiful colors that they had and could not imagine anything more beautiful. And they felt a heaviness lift from their hearts. Kaylin? You're right. They were seeing a king, Jesus, and they weren't quite sure the kind of king he was. But you're right. They did see him. My friends, Jesus said, you are more important than the birds. You're more important than the flowers. The birds and the flowers don't sit and worry about things, and God doesn't want you to worry either. God loves to look after the birds and the flowers, and he loves to look after each and every one of us. Jesus knew that God would always love and watch over the world that they had made, everything in it, the flowers, the trees, the animals, everything, and most of all, God's children. Even though the people had forgotten, the birds and the flowers hadn't forgotten, they still knew their song. Now, not all songs have words or music. This was the song that all of God's creation had sung to God from the very beginning. It was the song in people's hearts that they were made to sing, that God made us, that God loves us, that God is very pleased with us. I'm going to read that again. God made us, God loves us, and God is very pleased with us. It was why Jesus came into the world, to sing to them that wonderful song, to sing it not only with his voice, but his whole life, so that God's children could remember it and join in and sing it too. Do you know, sometimes I forget to sing God's song. I forget to sing that God made us, that God loves us, and that God is very pleased with us. And when I forget, I start to worry. Sometimes my stomach hurts so much that I worry. Now, over the years, I've learned a few things to help me when I'm worrying. I talk to Andrew. I talk to my friends. I go see a doctor or a therapist. And I also practice being calm and thinking about this moment right now instead of what happened yesterday or what might happen tomorrow. I've had some really great teachers for this. I have two very special teachers in my life that help me remember and not worry and enjoy this moment right now wherever I am. Guess who these two teachers are? They're people. I'll give you a hint. They're people. Ellie. God and Jesus are, yes, absolutely. I'm thinking of someone who walks with me in my life right now. And it's a really hard answer because I bet nobody would guess. It's my Owen. My cat is also a great answer. All these are great answers, Kaylin. My mom. Yes, my mom. You know who I'm specifically thinking right now is my 2-year-old grandchildren. Does that surprise you a little bit that it's my 2-year-old grandchildren that are teaching me so many things right now? I want to share 3 things with you that Elliot and Birdie teach me every time I'm with them. The first one is uninhibited, wild, carefree exploration. Now, a person called Anna Weismeyer compares two-year-olds' sense of discovery to that of adults in a foreign country. They have just enough language to get around, but they don't really know what's there yet. Everything is really new and exciting. They're exploring, learning the cultural customs, how the world works, and how to talk to people. Anyone who, do any of you know any two-year-olds? Any, yeah, Caitlin, yeah, Mallory, Jack. They ask a lot of questions, don't they? Yep, Edith, you do too? Oh, okay, you probably do. There's some here. Yeah, and they ask a lot of questions. They ask what, and why, and where, and why, and why, and why. Now, it's interesting how grown-ups sometimes, we feel the need to answer all the questions. But I wonder what it would be like if we asked a question back, or if we were okay with not knowing the answers to all of the questions. There's a poet named Rainer Maria Rilke, and he says, "Be patient with all that is unresolved in your heart. Try to love the questions themselves. Do not seek to know all the answers which cannot be given, because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything." We cannot possibly know all the answers to all the questions, and you, children, remind us of the joy of discovery and possibilities and new experiences in the amazing world around us. The second thing two-year-olds teach me is a strong sense of self. This means they know what they want, and they know what they don't want, and they know how to say it in the simplest of ways. Hug, or no. That's when you start hearing more when they get closer to three. I do it, or help, please. They know who they want to be around, and they listen to their intuition or their feelings of being comfortable, and they let us know. Scary, or up. They don't worry about how things look or what others might think. They do what's best for themselves without a bit of guilt. How beautiful it would be if we grown-ups could be as clear and strong about our needs and our boundaries. The last thing that I've been working on that Elliot and Birdie have been teaching me is living in the moment. Now, we grown-ups experience time in different ways than two-year-olds. We know long time, and we know short time. We have long-term memories and an ability to imagine the future. Young children are aware of short time, or the right now. When we're out on a walk, they're not thinking about what happened yesterday or what might happen an hour later. It's that joyful exploration of what is happening right now. Sometimes it takes us a whole hour to walk around one block. There's so much to see. There's ants and rocks and birds and puppies and people and flowers and trees. One of my favorite walks this year was with Elliot, and he would go up to each elm we passed on the parkway, and he would feel the rough bark, and he would look at the designs in the trunk of the tree. And when he was done with that tree, he would say, "Goodbye, tree." And then he would walk on to the next one, and we'd do the same thing again. Now, it was two things. It was a delight, and it was an exercise in patience for me, because I was thinking about, oh, I've got to get dinner ready, and Andrew's going to be home, and I got to, and. And I had to mindfully pull myself back into the now, into this short time, and experience the mystical creation of an elm. It is a special kind of meditation to be in the presence with your body and your mind at the same time. You know what? It's not only Elliot and Birdie that teach me. All of you help me practice not worrying and remembering to sing God's song. You share your love and joy so beautifully with us. You help us find wonder in each day. You remind us to run towards fun. You find the sacred in small moments, and you ask great questions. Hard sometimes, but great questions. You remind us that sometimes messes happen, and we clean up, and we try again. May we all remember God's song together, that God made us, that God loves us, that God is very pleased with us. And may we grown-ups try and remember to be a little more like your children. Amen.